Okay, have you ever been in a place of business and you go, does anybody work here?
Yeah, all the time.
Does anybody get paid to be in this establishment at this time because there's nobody there?
Yeah, actually, there's a store in my neighborhood and they sell like tchotchkes and t-shirts and like, you know, gift kind of things. Mm-hmm. Whenever I go in there, there's never anybody there because they're also affiliated with the pharmacy next door. But they're two different doors. It's not like it's connected. It's not like, there's some stores that are like, you know, you walk through and it's like one side's a pharmacy, one side's a tchotchke gift.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is just, it's two separate doors and it happens to be owned by the same family. And they are not always in the same place at the same time. So if you walk into one, it's like, is it help yourself? Do I leave? I don't have cash. What do I do?
Yeah, that's when you say, I guess everything is free and mm-hmm. I can just walk out. So this guy today, he's returning a car at a rent-a-car place.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks in, you know, to give the keys back and say, here's the car and how much do I owe you and all this. Nobody's there.
Whoa.
Nobody. The phone is ringing off the hook. And there is one guy eventually that shows up way in the back of the building.
Okay.
I guess he's like a guy that cleans up the car or something. He's not answering the phone either. So
did the customer answer the phone?
So the guy decided to answer the phone and have a whole conversation with the person on the phone.
That's so something I would do. Oh, this is great. I love it.
So I jumped in like a rental car superhero.
Thank you for calling Enterprise. Let me go ahead and check. Hey, do you know if we have any minivans today? SUVs? Or anything mid-size. You know what's hilarious?
This guy's phone going
here.
Too.
The phone has just, there's no one in here and the phone's been ringing for like 10 minutes. And there's a dude that was behind the desk, so I decided to answer the phone and now I got him to work. He's actually going to check on this for you. Just a customer.
just a customer. Oh, you mean customer. Like I am.
And who are you? I'm just a customer.
I'm also a customer.
Yeah, answering your phones.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. I hope they gave him a discount or something.
No, I hate it when you're in a place like that and the phone rings and rings and rings and it's just make it stop. And to make it stop, you just answer it. But at least he answered it right. Hello, Enterprise, may I take your,
you know. How can I help you? But here's the thing. He's lucky that I wasn't the person on the other end of the phone because I'd be like, wait, you have no SUVs? You have no minivans?
Can you get it from somebody somewhere else?
Right. Like I would immediately call customer service and be like, I didn't get very good service when I called your... I would complain about the customer who answered the phone thinking it was that would have gone terribly wrong if it were me on the phone.
Or if you're inside the building. So remember the lady, I have some really good news things today. Well, news, not good news, but just news things.
Okay.
Remember the lady who was having her daughter take a photo of her for OnlyFans?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the daughter was, what, 13 years old?
Yeah. So the woman was an ex pop star from the UK and the daughter was 13 and she was taking, but really like, hot naked photos of her mom for her OnlyFans page.
And now this story won't go away because who built the website for this lady but her 19-year-old son?
Oh my God.
So it's a family affair. The daughter takes the photos, the son uploads the photos and builds the website for the mom.
This sounds like she is trying to get a job as a reality show person. I mean, this really sounds like it's, I don't buy it anymore. Like now that you told me that, I feel like this is this pop star's way to get back in the good graces. Because think about it. You're a producer. You know, you produce reality. This is a really great idea for a reality show. The 19-year-old son runs the porn website. The mother does the porn and the 13-year-old takes the photos. Like, I want to watch that show.
It's called... Oedipus Complex.
you that word. I'm so impressed.
That's what it's called. It's coming soon to Discovery. It's going to be right after Naked and Afraid.
Okay.
So the problem is
it's ironic because I would be she's naked and I'm afraid.
Exactly. Well, it's a good lead in to her show. So the 13-year-old daughter takes the photos. The 19-year-old son uploads the photos, but now he's pissed because the mom's making money.
That's the whole point of OnlyFans.
Right, but she's making a lot of money because they're up to 934,000 followers.
Whoa.
So
that's crazy.
Guess all the stories and all the, you know, press that she's getting, it's getting a lot of play. But the son ain't getting paid.
She's not paying him?
She ain't paying him.
Come on.
No, he's very upset right now. So that's why he's making a stink, because he's not getting his money.
But if he's running the website, he could just take it on down. Like, you don't want to piss off the person who's in charge of your content.
All right, there's two ways of doing that. One, you could take it down, or...
That's good, OJ. Yeah, that hurt? That hurt?
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so good, does it? No. Yeah, that's what happens, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what happens. You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man?
So that's the way you can handle it too. So
right.
Beat the mom up, get the money. But yeah, she's got the whole family involved now.